The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
And I want to welcome Anne to the phone. Anne, you're having difficulty with your brother?
Oh, hi, Dr. Kenner. Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
So I'm actually moving home, and I'm having problems with my brother, probably because I haven't ever directly confronted him or talked to him.
Okay.
But a little bit of background.
Okay.
So my brother dropped out of college when he was 19, and he moved home to live with my parents. And since then, my parents have supported him. He doesn't pay rent or bills.
How old is he now?
Worked part-time for my parents. He's 40.
Okay. And he worked part-time?
For my parents.
Doing what?
So they have a small business.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he just did, like, graphic art work and design. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But with the economic downturn, they're thinking of closing their business mm-hmm. and then selling their house and moving to a smaller, like, condominium.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they asked him to find or start to look for another job, but he's not doing it, and he refuses to, or he doesn't want to talk about it. And it's, in actuality, my dad told my mom to tell my brother, because my dad himself can't even confront my brother to tell him to look for the job.
Mm-hmm.
My mom sort of reinforces this denial that there are no problems, everything will be okay.
Why do you think she's doing that?
I think it stems from, because in reality, he's my half-brother, and so he spent the first 10 to 12 years just with my mom.
Yeah.
And then my mom and dad remarried each other.
Yeah.
So, like, married each other. So I think my father feels like he can't, it's not really his son, even though he's been supporting him
mm-hmm.
for this many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mom has a very close relationship with him and feels maybe since the beginning it will always be just the two of them.
You mean your mother and your brother?
Yes, more than my father.
Yeah. So what would you like some help with?
So what I need help with is just the way he speaks to my parents. He's, like, abusive all the time.
Saying
I can't ever really say anything about the situation because then he'll start yelling at me.
What does he
so
say?
So he says, it's none of your business. You haven't lived at home for so many years. You've never really worked. You don't know the real world.
He says that to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say that to me. And then to my parents, he'll just yell and be like, I'm working on it. Or, you don't understand.
Okay. So he makes himself into a victim. And the way, if a person, it can, let's just stop for a second. Let's imagine that your brother is a different type of person, a much better person. And your brother says, you know, I haven't been that good to you guys over the years. I want to thank you so much for having given me a roof over my head and a job. And I made a mistake. I actually should have been searching for a job on my own. I would have felt more independent, less dependent on you. And you wouldn't be in this bind now. You know, had your brother acted like that, he wouldn't need to yell. He wouldn't need to claim that nobody can understand him and he's got this special problem that just is unreachable. But he's not that way. So your goal is, it sounds like you've heard the term, there's an elephant in the middle of the room and nobody will talk about it. You dance around the main
exactly.
issue. And so that's what it sounds like. There's a dynamic in your family where, to the best of your knowledge, as you're piecing it together, as you understand it, but piecing it together for me, is that your mother and your brother lived together for so many years, for over a decade, that it seemed like they were a unit, that they were... that there was some unspoken thing of, well, we'll take care of each other. We're with each other. Then when your mother found a romantic partner, it displaced your brother. He was dethroned. He was no longer king of the house. And it seems like the undercurrent in the family is that he has used that dethroning as a method of guilt. If you loved me, you will take care of me. I will stay in this house. You can't make me leave the house, even though you got remarried. And don't you dare give me any advice, he says to your dad, because you're not my real dad, which takes the power. Even though you're supporting me, you're not my real dad. Well, none of that would, if that got exposed openly, he would get really angry, you don't understand, and run away from it because people typically are evasive. They don't want to face the truth. Mm-hmm. Does that sound, is that how you?
Yeah, that sounds right on, but the problem is.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download chapter one for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Yeah, that sounds right on, but the problem is living there, and I feel so bad for my dad in the whole situation, so I don't know what to do when I go home, because I know even
though you're going
to
be moving home?
So I'm doing field work, so I have to move home. Well, I don't really have to. I could get an apartment, but my dad's Asian, and like the culture is you don't really leave the house until you get married.
Oh,
like,
this
with
is
him.
Oh, with your father?
Yeah, that's just, like my father and my mother. They wouldn't. I don't think they'd understand if I moved out of the house.
So you've been living at home?
No, I live on the East Coast now.
And okay.
So I went away for college, so I've been gone like over 10 years.
Okay.
But I'm going back to California for field work.
Yeah.
Because I do like work on ethnic communities.
Yeah.
But the problem is it makes sense for me just to live at home.
Okay, it may make sense financially, but if you're doing it because you're pulled by the same strings from childhood that you owe it to them to move home before because you're not married yet and you're going to be on that coast, you may want to rethink that. In terms of meaning you want to do what's best for yourself and not just fall back into the same family patterns that may not be productive for you, that may give you more stress if you're living at home. You want to bring a boyfriend over or friends over or whatnot. But if you're dealing with the abuse with your parents, you can name it to your father and you can be very lovingly supportive when you do this. You can say, you know, Dad, I've watched this situation for years and I know I've kept quiet. What it seems like is that, I don't know your brother's name, but let's say it's Tom. What it seems like is that Tom is has held you guys hostage, that Mom is afraid of abandoning him and has stayed with him. And you've been so generous to him, and he hasn't thanked you appropriately. He looks at you as the outsider. And really, you and Mom have every right to move into a condo without him. And you need to, I'm hoping that you'll at some point have the courage to stand up to him, because you have done a lot. You know, you can encourage him. Sometimes just that moral support can give your father food for thought. You can't force your father's mind, but you certainly can be lovingly supportive.
Yeah, definitely. The thing is, if I do move home too, I think that will make my dad happy as well, because there's one other person in the house.
Okay. Okay. But then you're going back into family dynamics. Your role in life is not to fight his battle by undermining your own happiness.
Yeah.
You can morally support him from the outside, invite him to come visit you, give him courage. If they cross the boundaries and they start hitting your parents, you can report him. Let them fight the bat. You can fight it that way. So thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
A difficult problem for those who hold justified resentments is what and how to forgive. By forgive, we do not mean that you should forget the unjust act. You may never erase what happened from your memory, but you may be able to put the injustice into the fuller context of your total relationship history and what your partner did after hurting you. That is, how will your partner repair the damage? Forgiveness also means moving forward. Do not hold a past injustice against your partner as a chronic, grating irritant, provided you've sufficiently resolved the problem. But be aware that many hurtful partners use this moving on argument to avoid taking responsibility for their actions. For example, can't you just put my affairs in the past and move on?
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.